But if you would turn with us to the book of Proverbs. And we want to look at Proverbs. We want to look at the 18th chapter. And we want to look at verse 21. Proverbs chapter 18. And we want to look at verse 21. You found it, please say amen. Proverbs 18 and 21. And it reads on this order. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And I want to use for a subject this morning, somebody ought to say something. Somebody ought to say something. We're living in a time when the enemy is going to and fro and he's seeking whom he might devour. In other words, I'm trying to tell you that the devil is busy. He's not taking a coffee break. He's not on vacation. And he knows that if he's going to bring down as many saved folk as possible, he's going to have to work some overtime. Not only is he working overtime, he's working triple time. And see, while you on your job, while you sitting here in church, even when you sleeping at night, the devil is trying to plot something in order to mess you up. I don't know if you realize it, but see, he don't doze nor close, and he's trying to set a trap just for you. That's why before you go to work, before you go to church, before you go to bed, you need to pray. And see, you need to, not only do you need somebody else to pray for you, but you need to pray for yourself. Why do I have to pray, Pastor? Because I guarantee you, I promise you, that you're going to have some bad days. You didn't want to hear that, did you? I know you want to know that everything is going to be lovely, but I came to tell you that in every life, some rain must fall. And Job put it this way. He said, man born of a woman is of a few days, and they're full of trouble. So I want you to be prepared for what possibly can head your way. See, the enemy is trying to corrupt you. He don't want you to know the truth. See, the truth is that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And right now, we got some locked up church folk. Amen. Your hands locked up, you can't clap. Your feet locked up, you can't pat. Your tongue locked up, you won't even say thank you, Jesus, for letting me see another day. But somebody ought to say something. Hallelujah. In fact, let me tell you, he don't even like you. All right. When you made up your mind that I'm going to serve God, the devil got real hot at you. Right. Amen. He got angry. See, when you say, I'm going to give my life to Christ. I'm going to give my time to Christ. And I know some people say that it seems like since I gave my life to Christ, I'm catching it on every hand exactly right. Because when the devil had you, there was no need for him to mess with you a whole lot because you were destroying yourself. But after you decided that I'm going to follow Christ, then he said, I got to mess him up because he's left me and abandoned me. But I tell you, these days, it's kind of strange. Church folk don't say nothing. Amen. We let the devil walk over us. But you see, when you've gone through hell and high water, and you know that it was only God that brought you out, then you ought not mind saying something. You don't mind telling folk how good God has been to you, and you don't mind saying it was nobody but Jesus that brought me out. But see, before you can say something, I'm finna go somewhere now. You better know what to say. Because see, the Bible said that the power of life and death lies within the tongue. Anybody ever know why you thought about why you might have problems sometime in your life? Look in this same chapter, 18. Look at verse 6 and 7. It tells you why we mess ourselves up. Verse 6 says that a fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. And then verse 7 says that a fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his own soul. See, sometimes we say some stupid stuff. Y'all ain't got to agree with me, but see, the Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Now, when you got up this morning and you got on that phone and you start gossiping and you told your friend, I don't know how I'm going to make it, you begin to speak negativity in your life right then. When you begin to say, life sure is hard, you begin to speak hardness into your life right then. So before you open your mouth, you need to know what to say. Help me, somebody. See, even though I may not be able to see the blessing right now, I can begin to speak things that are not as if they are. And I can say, I can see the sun peeking through the clouds because the storm is almost over. Somebody ought to help me this morning. I feel pretty good right now. See, and so we've got to learn to speak, use his tongue properly. We've got to learn to speak life and not death. I know you think your glass is half empty, but hallelujah, my glass is half full. My glass ain't empty. See, David said, my cup runneth over, and surely goodness. I don't know what's following you. I'm finna get up out of here in a minute. And see, the Bible goes on to say that a fool says in his heart that there is no God. See, I told you, your tongue will say some stupid stuff sometimes. But see, when we look here in our text, it says that the power of life and death is found in the tongue. And see, you want to speak life to things. Don't speak negative. If you don't have nothing good to say, shut your mouth. Don't call me trying to bring me down because you down, because I'm on a natural high, because I can see where God has brought me from. You take that mess somewhere else. Ain't got time for it. But see, I know some good church folk, amen, who are afraid to declare with their mouths what God has done for them. That's the reason we sit in here when the praise team, they throwing down, and you sitting there like a knot on a log because you scared to say something, or either you don't know what to say, so maybe it's best that you keep your mouth shut. But see, after a while, after you've gone through something, and you look where God brought you through, you ain't going to be able to sit there. You're going to say, look where the Lord has brought me from. See, we gladly use our mouths to talk about stuff that don't concern us. Amen. And everybody else's business besides your own. Amen. But I come to tell you that the power lies in your mouth. Amen. How do I stop speaking defeat in my life? Watch what you say. See, first of all, if you're going to tell somebody something, then you got to watch what you say. Can't say just anything, because see, God is tired of us saying, I don't know what I'm going to do when trials come. Because when we get in trouble, remember now, life or death in the tongue. So right now, I've got to realize that there's power in the name of Jesus. And see, God's name is a conquering name. And I know that we all are kind of quiet now. But see, there's going to come a time, even though you want to keep your mouth shut, you're not going to be able to keep your mouth shut. What are you talking about, Pastor? Philippians 2, 10 and 11 says, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue.
I know you don't want to have nothing to say today, but every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings.
And see, first of all, you got to learn to, when you speak the word to your situations, you place God in the battle, because actually the battle is not yours anyway, it's the Lord's. And see, when you get God involved in your battles, amen, you'll discover that your enemies become kind of weak. How do I get God into the battle? All I gotta do is say, God, I need you right now. I need you to come and see about me, and I need you to put your loving arm of protection all around me. Why? Somebody in here ought to say something. In order to rebuke the devil, you got to say something. And you can't keep going through life with your mouth shut. Now, let me go somewhere. If I were to come out there and start going through your purses, ladies, and begin to take your money out your purse, I promise you, every last one of you gonna say something. Amen. Am I right? But now, when I tell you about how good the Lord has been, I don't understand why we sit there and won't say nothing. If you don't think you got to say something, watch this. Genesis chapter 1. God said three words. See, you ain't got to say a whole lot. You can just say hallelujah, and God knows what you're talking about. You can just say thank you, Jesus. You ain't got to say nothing fancy. Just say thank you, Jesus. But when we look in Genesis chapter 1 alone, we find that God says three words. And it just says, and God said. 9 times it said, and God said. So if God said, why do you think God said the power? He spoke things into existence. And God said, let there be light. And that. Now, if God said, let's go back and give you some word now. See, the same thing that he did, we're going to be able to do them now. You got to speak things into existence. And God said, let there be water in it. Y'all catching me now? And so somebody in here ought to say something. That's the reason David said in Psalms 119 and 11, says, thy words I've hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And see, the word hidden in Hebrew means to memorize. And that means that I've memorized the word in my heart. Why do I need to memorize the word? I got to memorize the word in order to utilize the word. You see, when the devil began to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, he was trying to stop Jesus from getting to his destiny, was going to the cross. And then Jesus said, I don't know what. Think about this. Did you hear Jesus saying, well, the devil was at me, I don't know what I'm going to do. How many times I don't know what I'm going to do? And the second thing about it is, some of us right now are going through some situations and you're too stubborn to open your mouth. Somebody ought to be saying something. And the Bible said that he opened his mouth and he began to quote the word to the devil. And he says something like this. Somebody here ought to be saying that, Satan, get thee behind me. But Jesus said, it is written. All you got to do is tell the devil, it's written. Tell somebody, it's written. If you can't say nothing else, tell them it's written. That man shall not live by bread alone. And see, the thing about it, I know it's going kind of rough right now in your life. But look at, I told you this before. Look at the word history. It's his what? It's his story. So the devil can't control his story. All things work together for the good of them that love God. So somebody here ought to be saying something. Let me tell you why you ought to be saying something. Satan is not afraid of your education. Your degree on the wall don't scare the devil. He's not afraid of how intellectually that you can speak. That don't scare him. He's not afraid of your denomination. He'll tear all of them apart. And he's not afraid of what you call your options, your plan A and B, because he'll wreck plan A, B, C, and D when you think you got another plan. But see, there's one that I can call on, and his name is Jesus. And see, every time the devil cuts off my options, Jesus shows up. Somebody in here ought to say something. But there's one thing he's afraid of, and that's the word of God. We need to speak the word. We need to act upon the word. And most of all, we need to attack the enemy with the word. And see, when the devil comes about like a roaring lion, we need to speak some word back to him. See, I am what the Bible says that I am. Anybody here know that? That I'm more than a conqueror. Somebody ought to speak the word to the enemy. Says, I am the head and I'm not the tail. Anybody saying anything today? And I can do what the book says that I can do. What can you do, Rigby? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Devil, I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to you right now. Somebody in here ought to say something. I can have what the book says that I can have. Anybody here ready for yours? Yeah. You ain't ready. Yeah. See, some of y'all waiting to die to have what the book has promised you. But he said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And see, I'm getting ready to enjoy down here. I ain't talking about up there. I'm talking about down here. No peace down here. No joy down here. No happiness down here. Because God said that he came that we could prosper even as our soul prospers. Now, somebody here ought to say something. Now, if the devil been going in your purse, you better slap his hand, get him out your purse. He been going in your bank account, you better do something and block your bank account. What can I do to stop the enemy? Somebody ought to say something. I can have what he says I can have. What have you got, Rigby? I've got authority. But who? What you talking about? The Bible said that I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing would harm me. He's simply saying that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Now see, somebody in here ought to be speaking to your situation right now. And see, we've got to tell our problems how big God is, instead of going crying every day and say, God, my problem. God already knows about your problem. The situation is that your problem don't know about God. Somebody ought to say something. See, the book says that there's nothing impossible to them that believe, who are called according to his purpose. And see, the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Let me tell you how effective the word of God is. The word is milk for infants, and it's a meat for men. In other words, right now, it's a process, and even though you might be young in the word, God has got some milk that will allow you to survive until you get to the meat. Somebody ought to be saying from God, I thank you for the milk. I'm not where I ought to be yet, but I thank you. I'm not what I used to be. I've been up, I've been down, but I thank God for what he's brought me to right now. Somebody ought to say something. What's the purpose of this word? This word is hope for the hopeless. Anybody here ever given up hope? But then you see the presence of God begin to come into your life. Now, how do I get him? I've got to say something. I've got to say, Lord,
I need you right now. God, I can't make it right now. See, the word is a friend for the friendless. And see, sometimes it seems like you're walking around in this world all by yourself. But see, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I'm thankful that I've got a friend and somebody. The old folk used to say, what a friend we have in Jesus. Do you have that friend? See, the word of God will conquer death, hell, and the grave. The word of God is able to conquer diseases. Anybody here ever been sick? And see, that's the reason that the book of James said that if any among you are sick, let them call for the elders of the church, and they shall pray the prayer of faith. They shall anoint them with oil, and the sick shall recover. Now, that's what the word says. And see, we got to start speaking some word into our situation. I can't stand negative folk now. If I'm in the hospital and I'm sick, if you negative, keep your butt where you at. I don't need you around because, see, we got some bad news bearers, amen, that come and say, he ain't doing too good. Or the doctor said, or the nurse said, but I came to tell you that Jesus said, I'm Jehovah Rapha. I am a healer. If anybody here been healed, you ought to say something. Say, I was sick and I thought I wasn't going to get well. But then Dr. Jesus stepped on the scene, told my doctor to move back. I got this. And see, he didn't have to cut me with no knife. The only thing he did was cut me with the two-edged sword and said, I speak healing unto this body. I remove diseases from this body. I remove high blood pressure from this body. I remove diabetes from this body. I remove cancer from these bodies. God will. Somebody ought to say something. You're sitting up letting the devil take jump from you, but I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready to take back what the devil stole from me. Anybody here ready to take it back? Anybody here ready to take it back? See, if there's sickness in your life, you ought to say something. What are you talking about? I can see a man by the name of Jairus, and his daughter had been sick. And I know somebody in the crowd said, ain't no need in going to Jesus because your daughter is about to die. But I can hear the man saying, if I can just get to Jesus, I believe something can happen. And he got to Jesus, and on his way back, seemed like Jesus was taking some pit stops. There was a woman that had an issue of blood. Jesus took care of that situation. And on the way back, they had to stop at a funeral procession, and Jesus took care of that situation. And finally, tell somebody, finally, when they got back, the nosy neighbors, the busy bodies, the gossips of Gadsden were talking, and they said, you might as well go on back, because your daughter is dead now. But I can hear Jesus say, if I can just speak to her, watch what happens. And he spoke to the girl, and the Bible says, and she woke up, her eyes opened up. I can see her getting up and saying, Daddy, I'm back with you. I heard, tell somebody, I heard somebody call my name. Somebody said, hush, I'm trying to hear Jesus. Somebody said, hush, Jesus is talking to me right now. You can speak word to your sickness. If you need healing, anybody here need a healing? There was a blind man that was sitting by the roadway, and he heard, he didn't know, but he heard that Jesus was going to pass by. And as Jesus started down, he began to shout, and you know what his friend said? Man, you need to be quiet. This morning, somebody was getting ready to shout, and somebody next to you said you need to be quiet. That's the reason that you can't hear nothing from Jesus. And the more they told him to be quiet, the louder he began to shout. And finally, after he called on Jesus, anybody here been calling on him, and you thought he didn't hear you, he heard his feeble cry. And Jesus said, what you want me to do for you? The man said, I want my sight back. I want to be able to see. And then Jesus said, because of your faith, Your sight is restored to you. Somebody in here ought to say something. If the Lord been good to you, if it's deliverance, he'll be good to you. If it's your finances, you ought to say something. If it's food and clothing, you ought to say something. Because, see, when Satan comes up against you and saying you defeated, take the word of God and shoot it back at him and say, I can do all things through strengthens me. And right now, the devil thought he had me locked in darkness. But then I can say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? And see, I know Satan told you because of your past that you are not any good, but tell him, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You need to get up out your criticizing and say, God, I need you. I need you. And see, when the devil tells you that you're sick and you're never going to get well, you just tell him that God is the God that heals all diseases. For by his stripes, I'm healed. And then right now when he says, I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, I'm going to bless his holy name. And see, the thing about God is that I can't forget the goodness of all his benefits. Somebody said, what did he do? He healed my diseases. He forgave me of all of my sin. And see, right now, I was bound in sin. But he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Speak word. You got to speak word to your situation. Somebody said, how I'm going to make it? Well, see, if you want to make it, you need to begin to start praising God. See, all you got to do is give him some praise. Praise him like you lost your mind. I know you're going through right now. I know the devil is trying to tell you that you can't make it through. But I'm going to still make it, because when praises go up, blessing go down, come down. I don't care what you say right now. I can see the sun. It's cloudy right now. But I can see the sun. I ain't lost my mind. I can see the sun peeking through the cloud. The storm is almost over. Tell somebody, it's almost over. I know sometimes this walk of life is a lonely walk. It's not a crowded walk. It's not a buddy walk. But see, if Jesus will walk with me, I just say, walk with me, Lord. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need Jesus to walk with me. And see, right now, your words ought to confirm your faith. See, your words ought to agree with what God said. And see, the devil is not moved, and we shouldn't be moved by what we see. But see, I move by what I can't see. I got to keep working. I got to keep calling, knowing that after a while, tell somebody, after a while, everything will be all right. See, I can't believe what I see. I can't even believe my heart, because God is a God that deals with impossibilities. Somebody said, it's over, Rigby. And I tell them, you lost your mind. My God will never leave me or forsake me. And I'm about to tell you something else, that God is able. Anybody here know that God is able? Anybody here ready to say something? Say, I was sick and he got me up. I was broke and he put money in my pocket. I was depressed and he began to make me look to the hill for which cometh my help. I was broken down. I was downtrodden, about ready to throw in the towel. But Jesus, Mary's baby, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, he stepped into my life. And I don't know about you, I just can't stand here. I got to say something. I got to say, look where the Lord has brought me from. Over the valleys, across the mountain, over wide rivers. The Lord has truly been good to me. Anybody here feel like you gotta say something. And if you can't say nothing, just wave your hand. The Lord has been good to me. And I'm beginning to speak life. And I can't speak death. There's a brighter day ahead. I ain't talking about glory. I'm talking about Gadsden. There's a brighter day ahead. Because weeping might endure for a night, but in the morning, tell somebody, in the morning, joy will come. Somebody ought to say something. If I were you, I'd slap somebody a high five and tell them, the Lord has been good to me. Has the Lord been good to you? Has the Lord been good to you? Did he make a way out of no way? Did he open doors that were closed in your face? Did he heal you when the doctor said you couldn't be healed? God will, God will, God will make a way. He'll make a way. He'll make a way. I believe it. I believe it. That the word of God can carry me from earth to heaven. I don't have to ask grandmama. I can look at myself. Say I wasn't fit to live, but I wasn't ready to die. Then something called grace found me, mercy found me, and then after a while, I began to understand what the word of God was saying, and I moved from my old house, and I moved from my old friend. I moved to a brand new life, and see, right now, I gotta say something. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. Why are you looking at me crazy? You're not supposed to be here. But God brought us. God brought us. He brought me from a mighty long way. Everybody ought to have something to say. You can just say, God, change me. God, worked on me. Wasn't all that I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Everybody ought to say something. And when you look around and you see other folk praising God and you sitting there, if you were in the mode to observe somebody else, then that means you wasn't saying nothing. But see, just like God stops by my house, hallelujah, just like he stops by my house, he stops by your house too. Somebody said, bread on the table. Roof over my head. Light still on. Come out the house. Lock the door. And I'm able to step into an automobile. And when I go out there, I'm able to crank up my automobile and I go from point A to point B. Somebody ought to be saying something, because there was a day when you were just patting and turning, patting your feet and turning the corner, didn't have no car to drive. Somebody ought to say something. And then I leave home and I go to my job, and see, right now, if you go ask somebody, they'll tell you, I don't have no job. I wish I had a job. And when you go in to your job and you punch the time card, I know your feet hurt. I know your back hurt. I know your head hurt. But if somebody ought to say, Lord, I thank you for this job. Lord, I thank you for making a way. Then I make it on to Friday. Go to the window Friday. I pick up my paycheck. It ain't $1 million. But I say, Lord, I thank you for what you blessed me with. You can keep sitting there if you want to. Somebody ought to say something. And then I go by the doctor's office, and then he runs some tests on me, pull out a little bit of blood. He checked my heart. He say, you ain't perfect, but I tell you what, it seems like your medicine's working and everything looks pretty good. Somebody ought to say something. Then when you get back from the doctor's office, you open the mail and you check your bank statement. It don't say zero. It's only $5. But I say, Lord, I thank you. Somebody ought to say something. That I come in here on Sunday morning with another chance to praise and worship. My pockets might have dust in them, but I gotta praise down in my spirit. Somebody, somebody ought to say something. Ain't the Lord been good? Has the Lord been good to you? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Anybody ever told you that you wasn't gonna make it? You never amount to anything, but you can tell them, look at me. I'm a testimony. I didn't make it on my own. It was nobody but Jesus that brought me through. Somebody, somebody, somebody ought to say something. Yeah. I feel all right right now. When I look over my life, when I look over my life, when I look over some situation where I should have been dead and gone, where I should have been snuffed out, taken out, the Lord, look out for me. After reading, I gotta say something. I just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He's all right. Yeah. Somebody, somebody ought to say something. And right now, the invitation is given. If you've been sitting and you've been keeping your mouth shut, or if you've been sitting and you've been running your mouth for the wrong reasons, you didn't know what to say, God is going to allow us to make a U-turn this morning. And he's saying, come. Whatever's going on, still come. Because I can make a difference. And if you just take the time to look back, to see where God has brought you from, you will be able to say, I made it. Through the storm, through the rain. Anybody here ever made it? Somebody can say, I've been through the storm. Anybody here been through the storm? Anybody know about some storms? Okay, if you have anybody know about some storms? Anybody here have some heartaches? Have some pains? But you can say, I made it. Tell somebody I made it. Tell somebody I made it. Tell somebody I made it. Somebody ought to be able to shout, hallelujah. 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 Yeah.
I've been through the storm and the rain.